Ramadan Q&A.
Very beautiful question, Mufti Saab. I am a Jew. At first, I was all for the bombing of the Palestinians. Now my eyes have been opened. We Jews supposed to respect other religions. Yet the bombing continues throughout Ramadan. I want to become a Muslim. Not sure if Islam will allow this. Sean.
My brother Sean, I'm so happy at least you are speaking the truth. If any one of you are on my groups, whether it is, you must remember, the Telegram or on the groups and so forth, there is a senior professor there in Israel, and he said that it is the moral duty of every Jew to speak against the government, what they are doing, and to speak in favor of Palestine and the children and people of Palestine. I am ready like an ever-ready battery for you, my brother Sean. Are you ready, my brother Sean? We make you a Muslim now. I make dua. I cry. I beg at Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, use us. So we take your message to all four corners of the world and we remove the propaganda and hasbara of the media. Are you ready, my brother Sean? We make you Muslim now, and wherever you are in Durban, inshallah, you go to the mosque today, 1 o'clock. Or you go after at sunset, and they will give you literature, they will welcome you and show you what you need to do, my brother Sean, and choose a nice Muslim name. You can choose Moses, Musa, or Zakaria, or Yahya, or Muhammad, Ahmed, whatever you like, inshallah. Are you ready, my brother Sean?
Tisab, he says ready.
Right, excellent. You're making our day, my brother Sean. You see, we take the message, the best message, to the rest of humanity. Now come, my brother Sean, I'm going to read in Arabic. You will repeat after me, then the translation, and then we will recite a short dua, because I have to rush to the mosque here also. So read after me, brother Sean. So I'm calling you Abdullah, slave of Almighty Allah. So Abdullah, read. Ashhadu. Ashhadu Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh. My brother Abdullah, you're a Muslim now, and what must you do? I'll give you a few suggestions just now. Read the translation after me. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah, and I bear witness, and I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We say in Arabic, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning is the same, so you don't worry about that. Was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah, of Almighty Allah. We thank the Radio Ansar directors. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. See that now we take this message, and now non-Muslims now want to embrace Islam. Allah softens their hearts. So to you, my brother Abdullah, you know, I think I was in Durban last week, and I saw that the times there were 5:10, 5:15, 5:20. I'm not exactly sure that where you are, but if you are nearby a mosque, even now if you jump in your vehicle and you go to the any mosque, so now remember they will just be finishing their prayers or starting their prayer. So go there, my brother, and tell them that AK sent you and you just became a Muslim live on air, Radio Ansar and Marcus Sahaba. So you will see they'll welcome you, and inshallah, my brother, they'll give you books, literature, and then you must start fasting and so forth. You must start praying five times a day. They'll explain everything to you. Quickly, we make one quick dua, inshallah, for 1 minute. Alhamdulillah. We're praying for you, my brother Abdullah. Raise your hands. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم آمين. ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا آمين. للإيمان واحشرنا آمين. يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا آمين. لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت آمين. الوهاب توفنا آمين. مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير آمين. خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين My brother you Abdullah the Quran Kareem states chapter 8 verse 38 قل للذين كفروا إينته يغفر لهم ما قد سلف When a non-Muslim embraces Islam sincerely then his sins of the past are forgiven you like a newborn baby Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said إن الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله Islam erases expunges the sins of the past the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif so my brother Abdullah please try and go to the mosque now nearby you even now you dress nicely and so forth take a quick shower if you are still half asleep and so forth and then you go there and they will assist you take my name they all know me inshallah